Well, there's still a lot of news going on about what didn't or did go off at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And, of course, here to give us more insight to the Michelin Formula One FIA Bernie Ecclestone Indianapolis Motor Speedway debacle is the Ringmaster. What's up, Ringmaster?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good. So you still having both hands there on the pulse. What's the big news coming out of Indianapolis in Formula One this weekend?
I mean, basically, to kind of recap for you, on Friday it basically all started with Bernie Ecclestone saying that the Indianapolis Motor Speedway did not do a very good job of promoting the United States Grand Prix here in the United States. So that kind of started the festivities, and we just kind of picked up speed on Saturday when he made the comment about Danica, talking about she needed to be, dressed in white like all the other domestic appliances, and then he kind of took a curtain call and bowed out when over 75% of the grid decided that they weren't going to be able to make the race. So not a good weekend for Formula One, kind of where we are from Monday since that's happened. They've thrown around things about possibly a ticket refund from Michelin. Maybe the FIA has pointed fingers at Michelin. Formula One management has pointed fingers at Michelin. Everybody but Bridgestone has pointed fingers essentially at Michelin. The Michelin man is a wanted person. And the rumor is that potentially we're not going to get anything for this year. But the tickets that we have, if we can still hold on to them, may be good next year, if there is a next year.
Thanks for that.
That's
nice. I always love it when you get these guys. I equate that to what these guys do late night with these betting services, and they'll say, hey, it's going to cost you $99, and I'm going to give you this guaranteed victory Monday Night Football. And if they don't win, I'm going to give you the next 10 Monday nights. Well, if the first one sucked, the other nine will too. Give me my money back.
Well, Tony George evidently had a trip to London this week before this IRL race that's jumping off tonight. And he had a trip. Apparently he met with Bernie Ecclestone, and nothing was yet resolved. And so I think he was quoted as saying, and this is Tony George, he feels very helpless. He never felt more helpless than he felt on Sunday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And in fact, Fred Nation, that I know that you guys had on the Sunday show right before me, was quoted earlier in saying this is the full reason why Tony George formed the IRL, because he wanted to have control over the series that were going to dominate his motor speedway. So not a lot of good news for Formula One. They probably need, if anything, they need publicity. I'm kind of, I was obviously livid when it happened, and I was kind of looking at things as the glass is pretty much half empty on Sunday. But by now, it's kind of, maybe the glass is half full here, because, Formula One obviously has needed drama. The action and the speed on the track have not been anything that has gotten the average consumer to tune into this. We've forgotten Scott Speed and all of this. This is supposed to be his coming out party. And, Red Bull spent, several years doing this American driver search when they may want to contemplate changing gears and come up with an American fan search for this thing. I don't know where we are with it, but I got this feeling. I don't do imitations or anything, but do you think that maybe Tony George was that Godfather 2 mentality with Joey Chitwood, when this all went down, thinking, did you see what happened in my home?
My
home, in my bedroom, where my wife sleeps.
We got the Ringmaster here in the Speed Freaks pits on a Saturday afternoon, giving us some Formula One insight. I finally saw that Bernie Ecclestone comment about Danica Patrick, and in all honesty, if people took what Speed Freaks said to heart a number of times, there would be bloodshed. And I finally saw his comment, and to me it was like a wink about being dressed in white like the other domestic appliances. I think some folks are making that out to be bigger than it is. I mean, like lug nuts. So many comments that you make. What if we took those to heart?
Oh, I wouldn't have a job.
I mean, trust me, I'll pile on Bernie like the next guy.
What exactly? Because I've heard different versions of it.
And he called Danica Patrick, is it twice now?
Apparently he called her before the whole USGP went down to congratulate her on, getting fourth at the Indianapolis 500. He mentioned that to her, and then she was kind of shocked and didn't know what to do with it. Then he went on to go ahead and just mention it to a couple of news reporters in the American media. And then finally now, I guess Thursday night or what have you, he called her again and said, hey, look, I didn't mean it to, be a negative thing. I think you're doing a terrific job. But what's interesting to me is that we're talking about Danica Patrick and, being dressed in white, and no one's mentioning anything about you know, the debacle that went down on the track. So it's just amazing what, you know, the media will pick up and run with.
What did he mean by that, though? I don't get it. Dress like what, he didn't like the way she dressed? I don't know.
No,
women should be in the kitchen. What is it?
All right. In other news.
Are they supposed to be pure and and clean and untouchable or something, and not involved in something as dangerous and dirty as motorsports?
Well, anybody that would look at Danica and think of a kitchen appliance, that says all you need to know about him, period.
You want to touch my monkey?
I could think of a few other appliances when I think of Danica. Mm-hmm. I'd love her.
Well, what this has happened, though, is that, you know, we still have, you know, we've just crossed the halfway point of the season, and I got a couple of things. I said Yarno truly wouldn't make it to the first turn, and I was right. I just didn't know it. But B, some of the other race promoters now, particularly Silverstone and Monza, they're going out now trying to reassure ticket holders for these other Formula One Grands Prix that, yes, indeed, the show will go on. But if you think back, BAR got banned for having an extra fuel tank earlier this year for two races. I mean, you got 6-7 teams now that could conceivably, you know, I don't even know how they do it. I mean, they have to have some sort of retribution. You'd have to probably take away some points. And, you know, I said it before, do you think now we're going to look around and all of a sudden Michael Schumacher's in third place and boom, he's within striking distance of his eighth Formula One world title?
Well, what if you raised the issue before with BAR going out? What if somebody says that it's not an official race because there wasn't 18 to 20 cars?
Yeah.
See, and here's how they're getting away with that. Because the cars left the grid, and that first lap, we call it a parade lap over here, but it's the warm-up lap. If those cars take the grid, they count that as the official start of the race.
So that raises a real big question.
So you're saying that because they took the formation lap and went straight into the pits and didn't go onto the grid, does that mean it's an official race or not?
An official race. Because remember, when you do that formation lap, they fire up. They're in the grid there. The lights go off.
I see.
Move away. They don't go back and stop again. They just didn't go back and stop again, but they formed on the grid at the very first. So it's an official race.
What day is the huge Michelin sale in Indianapolis?
You know what? Surprisingly, it's Michelin. I mean, like I said, you know, Michelin you'd think would be, there was a big picture of the Michelin man and a cartoon in the Indianapolis Star, and it had him looking in a police lineup. And
what's that smile?
But again, you know, this whole thing, tickets, money, whether or not it's going to happen, we're going to find out more. I believe it's on June 29th when the FIA summoned all the teams that participated in this fiasco to sit in front of, you know, Max Mosley and do their little thing. And that's when we'll know more about it. But essentially, you know, I mean, the news of, you know, even in Europe, the news of BMW purchasing Sauber has grabbed headlines. And fans are disgusted on an international level. I know, Kenny, you asked me that, you know, do you think that this is an American thing or is it an international upraising? And it is. I think it's more international in America because at this point in America, the story is what he said about Danica, not about what the hell happened.
I think part of the reason, because I'm a conspiratorial kind of guy, I think that all of this was done on purpose in the United States, knowing that if they'd have pulled this in Barcelona, there'd been riots.
Yep.
They do it
here.
You'd
have to call the UN peacekeepers if this were done in, like, you know, Monza or something.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know, Bridgestone, and I don't know if most people know, but Bridgestone owns Firestone. So, you know, Goodyear was out at the track when they had the NASCAR guys come out, and after they repaved the track, they had to, you know, change their tires. They were having problems. Firestone is, what, the official supplier of the IRL? So, essentially, they were having problems, and they had to come out and, what is it, diamond grind? Is that what it's called? The track down. And apparently Firestone passed on all that data to their Bridgestone counterparts. So Ferrari was, you know, good to go long before they got here, which, you know, led Michael Schumacher to say on Tuesday, you know, I probably would have won the race anyway. And, you know, I thought it was kind of like a, you know, okay, Mike, whatever. But maybe he would have. They had that inside track and information. Michelin doesn't have a division over here that's involved in at least North American motorsports that's ran at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway since before the USGP. So,
Mike, you called Schumacher Mike?
Yeah.
The ringmaster.
I'm calling him Mike now, you know.
The ringmaster is that close. And now, did you bring him to the cigar room and
Well, surprisingly enough, there was no there was after festivities, obviously, with the Red Bull thing, but I decided I wanted to go down in a more secure environment where there were people with guns and ammunition. I didn't want the riots to break out in the Grand Prix circus, you know.
On the way out the door, Ringmaster, it was a conspiracy. I think they want Michael Schumacher to win this. They let him suck Heinz hit all year, and now he's going to dramatically come back like the guy on the, Bernie Ecclestone, white horse.
Yeah, well, you know, again, like I said, I thought it was going to be the last three races. We were going to look around, and he was going to be sitting in third place. And guess what? If you check the standings right now, guess where he is?
Jawohl.
The Ringmaster checking in with some Formula One insight. We're going to be running some best ofs next weekend. The following weekend, we expect a full update of what the hell happened on, I think, Wednesday. All right, my friend?
I will get it to you as soon as I can.
All right. Thanks, Ringmaster.
Have a great weekend.